Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Of course, we're following very, very closely the story or the developments, Switzerland, as we try and figure out what is happening between the United States and Iran. Vice President J.D. Vance departed Switzerland while confirming that American negotiators would continue to talk with Iranian officials. Okay, so where are we to help us understand what these negotiations could mean for the region, how Trump administration is approaching Iran? We're joined by Yigal Marcus, Director of Republican Overseas. Yigal, good morning. Welcome back to the Morning Mayhem. Thanks for joining us. I hope you're well.
Good morning. It's great being here.
So let's start with the significance of Vice President J.D. Vance leaving Switzerland while the negotiations are continuing. Is this relevant at all?
Yeah, sure. Now, peace in our time.
Yes.
And
yes, we all believe that, right?
Sure. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's needless to say, J.D. Vance is really no friend of Israel, to say the very least. And you saw that by the nasty comments, the totally unnecessary, unprofessional comments they made about Israel last week. Look, I think that there are two things going on here. I think the first thing that's going on here is the realization that we have midterm elections in November. And for those listeners who don't know, every 2 years, the House of Representatives gets reelected entirely and a third of the U.S. Senate. Today, the Republicans, by a very small margin, control both houses of Congress as well as the presidency. Come November, the House is going to be up. The Republicans have very, very little room for error in order to, prevent Democrats from taking control. And therefore, it's critical that they win this election. Otherwise, President Trump will be a lame duck president over the next 2 years and not be able to accomplish anything. And the Democrats will do their best to impeach him. So there is a realization that the Republicans need to win this upcoming election in order to give anything a chance to succeed. The question is, what do they need to do in order to win the election? And I think this is where we have a fundamental disagreement in the Republican Party. A poll came out last night showing that it's very split. 40 to 45% of the Republican Party are against this surrender and this capitulation. That being said, I'm of course very against it, but I do understand the need to get oil prices down, get the price of the pump down, get the American economy to be as strong as possible up to that election. And I think that's the primary motivation of President Trump. What will happen after that remains to be seen, whether this is just an act or not. I don't know. But if you took a look at Marco Rubio as the president was signing that ridiculous surrender, you can see on his face that he's in no way supportive of it. The only person that seems to be primarily supportive of it is J.D. Vance and nominally Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff.
Right. So this is, and you mentioned before J.D. Vance not being a friend of Israel. Even if the United States or even if the Trump administration wants to or needs to move in this direction, why do you think it is that there is this unnecessary nastiness and attitude towards Israel, who has fought shoulder to shoulder with the United States as an ally last decades, but very specifically over the last few months? Where does that come from?
This is the great miscalculation of J.D. Vance, and you know what? I'm a bit grateful that this is happening now because it just shows you how he's not prepared at any level to be president of the United States, and it has nothing to do with Israel. It has to do with the fact that this really is a Versailles treaty. This really is a peace in our time. This is making America weak again. And it's been being led by J.D. Vance. So yeah, that's number one. But I think that you know, at the end of the day, this could have been done in a very sensitive way. They could have brought Israel together. They could have spoken to Israel during these negotiations. They could have released that MOU, that document, that surrender agreement to Israel before it went public. They didn't. And they chose to become nasty about it. And they meet, and Vance even made comments that were just not based on anything. There was no criticism. But at the time that he made his comments, as an example, by the Israeli cabinet, they were instructed to keep their mouth shut, and they primarily did until after Vance responded. But there was no reason for that. And that's reflective of a nastiness and an anti-Israel sentiment in the J.D. Vance piece of the party, which is the Tucker Carlson piece of the party. It's the same party. They have the same religious beliefs. They have the same outlook in life. And so you're exactly right that this could have been done one of two paths, one of two ways. One of them is doing it with Israel, showing a position of strength, which would have brought Iran, I think, gotten more concessions and brought Iran, you know, to be to concede more. But on the other side, the other path that J.D. Vance decided to take is this disgusting nastiness towards the one ally that stands up, that fought alongside them, that saved countless American lives, that was part of that operation to rescue American airmen, putting our troops at risk. And that, I think, is very concerning. And I think ultimately, this was a miscalculation. And the miscalculation is as follows. America is Israel's greatest ally, and I still remain, and I still believe that until this surrender, Donald Trump was by far the best president for Israel in the history of the country. The miscalculation is that Israel will go and defend itself by itself if it has to. We will not capitulate our security because a president or a European Union wants lower gas prices. It's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. We've been there. We've done that. The world had stood by during the Holocaust and did nothing. The world effectively turned against us after 1,200 of our people were murdered by Hamas. We won't do that anymore. And so by pushing us even further away, it makes our decision to remain firm, to counter and to counter this pressure by J.D. Vance in a way which I think is healthy for Israel, but I think, you know, it just emboldens Israel to stand up for itself, even if it means losing its greatest ally. They've miscalculated Israel. The garbage that Trump said about how Israel would be destroyed if it wasn't for him, of course, is completely insane, but this is the way that he talks. Mm. We have to all accept that. But the nastiness of J.D. Vance did a lot to undermine an ally, and he doesn't understand just how strong Israel is and how we're not afraid of their threats, and we will stand up for our country.
Yigal, you've been and continue to be very involved in the Republican Party overseas. That is clearly where your alignment is. But judging from and just listening to what you're saying, there's a tremendous amount of hurt, disappointment, sense of betrayal, even incredulous wonderment in a negative way as to what's happened. If you feel this way, number one, clearly, as a very loyal supporter of the Republicans and Donald Trump, other people must feel that way even perhaps more so. What does it mean, though, for you personally and for people like you who have stood very, very firmly in support of the Republican Party in the U.S.?
Well, that's a great question. And I really appreciate you asking me that question. What I'll say is this. I believe in strong national security. I believe in fiscal conservatism and fiscal responsibility. I believe in freedom. And I believe in the fundamental principles and values of the Republican Party and of conservatives and conservatism in the United States of America, as well as, by the way, in Israel. Just who I am. It's my DNA. This is a deeply personal moment in terms of my association with the Republican Party. I've been a Republican for my whole life. And I've worked very hard both in Israel and the U.S. to get Republicans to win elections. But this deal fundamentally, in my mind, conflicts with the idea of the fundamental idea of peace through strength. It fundamentally weakens American national security. Putting Israel aside for a minute, and I can't because I am a proud Jew and I live in Israel, but even if you just put that aside, is it good for America for a regime akin to the Nazis to be dealt with and to have a deal with them as opposed to removing that ideology? And we were at the point, we were at the cusp of having this regime removed. They were desperate. Their economy was completely collapsing. They had very, very little. What we needed was a president with a little bit more courage to quickly get the job done. Mm. You know, it's funny. He criticized Israel for not getting the job done quickly with Hezbollah. America did the same, the same problem there. So this fundamentally clashes with, I think, a principle value. And I do understand the need to win the election, which I give him a little bit of credit for. Mm. I don't forgive or forget what J.D. Vance said, the nastiness, disgusting comments that he made. He should be ashamed of them. And J.D. Vance needs to remember, he works for me. He works for the people. I don't work for him. And so when the people say something, I have a right and a responsibility to voice my opinion. When I disagree, and he has no right to get nasty and disgusting, very unbecoming of a vice president, certainly a future presidential candidate. This was refreshing to know that this is who he really is, and I think he's going to have a really hard time winning the nomination.
I think so too. Yigal Marcus, thank you as always. I would love to carry on chatting. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Yigal is director at the Republican Overseas.